Welcome back to Oh My Pod, the podcast that teaches you how to grow and automate your podcast. My name is Justin J. Moore, and I help coaches launch top 1% podcasts that only take them 1 or 2 hours a week to manage. And I want to know, are you one of those people who is just pouring your heart and soul into your podcast? You got dreams of growing it, but your listener numbers are just not matching those dreams. And you're wondering why, like, despite all your efforts, your podcast audience just isn't growing. It's stuck, or, you know, there just never was listeners in the first place. The truth is that listening to a podcast episode is a commitment. You know, these episodes are 30 minutes, an hour, sometimes more than an hour long. And committing to things for most people is not a comfortable action to take. So in order to encourage someone to listen to your podcast for the first time, you have to provide them with enough perceived value that uncomfortable feeling of commitment is overcome by the amount of value that they're going to get from the podcast. And in order to encourage them to do that, you have to make sure that the pieces of your podcast are all put together professionally and properly so that at every potential place where a listener could lose faith in your show being a good podcast, like lose faith in the idea that this is a legit show, we have to make sure that all those pieces are put together so that every step of the way, they're convinced over and over again, okay, no, this show is legit. Okay, this show is legit. And this might sound kind of like, might be hard to follow here, but I'm going to explain exactly how this works. And there's 8 things specifically that I'm going to talk about. And if you have these 8 things in order, you can be sure that if someone lands on your podcast, you have the absolute best chance of getting them to hit play on that first episode and actually listen through and make that commitment. So before I talk about these, or I list these 8 things, I just want to say that I'm really looking to get some more reviews for the show. I know that we have listeners and that we're providing value, and sometimes it's just a thing where people like forget to do it, or they don't think about it. But I just want you to know that it helps so much. So if you're getting value from this, and if you like what we do and you want us to keep doing it, I would really love if you could leave a review and give me your thoughts on the show, give your thoughts on me as a host. I would just really appreciate that. And funny, because I'm actually going to talk about why it's important to get reviews in this episode. So it's very meta, as usual. So anyways, the 8 reasons, or the 8 things that you need to have in place in order to make sure that your podcast can grow, make sure that people will hit play on that first episode, are: 1, the artwork; 2, reviews; 3, titles; 4, description; 5, your intro; 6, your audio; 7, your editing, or lack thereof; and 8, your music. By no means am I saying that these are the only 8 things, but these are the things that people are going to scan when they're deciding whether or not this is a show worth listening to. Let's get into it. So first of all, artwork. I see a lot of bad artwork. And if I think about what makes the artwork that I'm seeing bad, it's that there's just too much going on. There's like too much text, or too many design elements, or like it's just too complex. And a lot of people will like write what the show is about on the artwork. And that's great if you're like posting the artwork on like, you know, Instagram or Facebook or something when the picture is big. But for most people, they're going to be seeing your artwork like on their phone, really tiny. And it's just going to be like next to the episode or at the top of the episode feed. And they're not going to be able to read that text even. So all it is cluttering and making it look, I don't know, like it was created by you on Canva in 3 seconds. And if it was, it can still be good, great on Canva. But like one of the main things is it's just overcomplicated. So having a simple, clean design, maybe just the name of the podcast and some type of logo or a beautiful picture of you with the name, keeping it simple and memorable and clean is what people are going to be looking at. And immediately if they see that, they're going to go, okay, so check mark 1, the artwork is professional. Okay, now I'm going to look at a couple other things. So the next thing they're going to look at are the reviews. So a podcast with 0 reviews, obviously, if you just think about it logically, think about it like a product with testimonials or a service with testimonials or business. If you have no reviews compared to if you have 100, obviously the show is going to look 10 times more legit with reviews. It's also going to rank higher. It's also going to be like coming up better in search feeds, because platforms also know that if your show is reviewed, it's more likely a legit show. And your listeners think the exact same thing. So reviews, get as many reviews as you can. Ask people in your episodes, ask your friends, ask your colleagues and stuff, ask the guests that come onto your show. and ask your, you know, like I said, ask your listeners, like I'm asking right now, if you could leave a review, that'd be great. Wink, wink. But also don't feel pressured. Like legit, don't feel pressured. If you don't want a review, don't do it. But if you're getting value, be great. And that's the same thing you can say to your audience. You can tell them, like, listen, it's a simple thing to leave a review. These episodes take me so long to create. If you could just leave a quick review of what you think, that would help so much. And then move on. And, you know, it's just a good way to get that social proof. So anyways, artwork, reviews. So if you have like 10 reviews or 15 reviews, that's a great start. You got your artwork with a clean, simple design. The next thing they're going to look at after they've scanned those things and they got the check marks are the titles. The titles of your episodes. This is like one of the biggest things, right? So the titles of your episodes are so important because they're like the products in your storefront, right? So if you had a storefront and you had all these products lined up, that's essentially what the titles are. They're calling out to people and they're enticing people to hit play on those episodes. So you don't just want like, you know, the name of the guest if you have an interview podcast or like, you know, well, anyways, you're supposed to just use the best copywriting tactics that you can use. Focus on hooky writing, like ask a question, call somebody out with a question, or call out a problem and frame the episode as the solution within the title, or make a list, you know, 10 ways to do this or 8 ways to do this. However you want to do your titles, just make sure to do them intentionally because they are going to, you know, if somebody comes to your episode and they scan through the first 10 episodes and they don't see a single title that calls out to them, they're probably not going to click on any of the episodes and they're just going to go away. Okay, so artwork, reviews, titles, now your description. So your description obviously describes the podcast. It should be done well. You can include pieces of your story as the host. You can include some of the topics that you discuss. You can include some of the, you know, credibility factors of your bio. If maybe you've, you know, helped your clients generate millions of dollars or whatever you want to do. It's your bio. It's your show's bio. And you know how to write a bio, but just make sure that you do it intentionally. It's another spot where, you know, if it just says, this is a podcast where we talk about podcasting and that's your description, then obviously they're going to be like, okay, well, they obviously didn't put a lot of effort into it. And if they're not committing to putting effort into their podcast, then I'm not going to commit to the show. So the next thing is a big one. Your podcast intro. The first like 60 seconds of your show are huge because if someone clicks on that and they don't get greeted with what the show is, what the mission of the show is, who you are, what the episode's going to be, what like how the episode's going to serve them and help them, then without that context, they're probably, again, not going to feel like you're really committed to taking care of them as a listener. Because if you just hop right into random content without giving any context of what's going on, then it just kind of shows that you're not thinking about the listener. You have to imagine that this is the person's first episode. So what's the name of the show? What's the mission of the show? Who are you? And what's the episode going to cover? And how's it going to solve a problem for them? So a great intro. A bad intro would be just like playing a pre-recorded intro of you, you know, just saying what the show is about. And it's like 45 seconds and nobody cares. That's like the old way of doing it. The new way is to do what I just said before. So number 6, bad audio. If you have bad audio, immediately people are going to judge your podcast. This is not to say that bad audio will ruin a podcast, but it will 100% put a picture in the person's mind that you are not taking this seriously enough. Now, if you usually have good audio, but this time you were on the go or recording at an event or something, and you preface the episode by saying, sorry about the audio on this episode, I was out doing this, that's a great way to deal with bad audio. But if your audio is just bad and you have no explanation for it, and you just hop right into an episode and they're like, okay, well, what is this? You know, this is not even pleasant to listen to. Why am I going to bear through this? So like, seriously, bad audio is an immediate way for people to judge your podcast and click it off or click away from it. Number 7, editing, bad editing. So if nothing is edited out, if everything is just as it was recorded, unless you're really good at recording, there's going to be a couple things that you're going to want to clean up. There's going to be things that, you know, the listener doesn't want to hear all the extra little bits and pieces. They want their time to be respected. They want the show to feel professional because they know that they're spending their time here. They want to be learning stuff. They want to be learning the right stuff. And you know, having no editing or bad editing, definitely going to give people an idea that your show, again, just like the audio, just like the intro, everything, that it's just not like a legit podcast. And number 8 is a simple one, but it's one that definitely matters. It's the music. The music is the only part of your podcast that conveys some type of like magic, if that makes sense. Like it infuses the podcast with emotion and color. Because otherwise it's just talking, and talking, you know, talking's great. But, and of course there can be emotion in talking, but why do movies and commercials and TV, why do they all use music? It's because it infuses that with a sense of magic and wonder. And so your podcast should have great music. It'll help people remember the show. It'll help people place the show in their mind and always kind of connect that music with it. And one thing that I see a lot is like, I see people who have the same music as other shows or the same music as commercials or ads and stuff, because they're just using copyright free music from a website that only costs, you know, $50. And guilty as charged, we used to recommend that people do this. And at the time, we just weren't considering it. But as we've launched more shows and as we've listened to more shows, we realized that having an identity for your podcast is really important. And the music is actually a big part of that. So hire someone on Fiverr, talk to a friend, talk to a colleague, have somebody create custom music for your podcast that fits the vibe of you and your personality and that you're proud of, that every time you listen back, you can remember, yeah, that's just mine. Nobody else has that music. That's going to be a big thing. And your listeners are going to also appreciate that. And it's going to make your show seem more legit. So like I mentioned before, you can imagine these as like little check marks that people are mentally checking off as they're looking through your show. And they're looking for reasons to listen. You know, they're looking to be convinced, but they're also equally looking for things to do the opposite, to convince them not to listen. Because they don't want to listen if it's not worth it. And so they're checking these pieces diligently. And they might not know it, but they're mentally taking note. Having these pieces in order is going to give you the absolute best chance of making it so that every single person who ends up on your podcast feed hits play on an episode. And if you're good at recording content and you're good at your episodes and good at, you know, being a host, then theoretically, if a listener hits play on an episode, you should be able to retain like all of them. Because, you know, getting them to hit play is kind of the hardest part. But if your content's good, they're going to stick around. They're going to come back. And so this is, you know, the reason, these are eight reasons why your podcast just is going to be struggling to grow. So get these pieces in order and you're going to be way better off for it. So that's it. That's all I've got. If this was helpful, you know what to do. I would love a honest review of your thoughts, and I will see you next week for another podcast related episode.
Okay, so you made it this far, which means you probably found something or learned something valuable from this. So don't be selfish. Please share it with somebody else so that they can learn something from it too. That's all we ask for all this free content. We're trying to build a community and help as many people as possible do better in podcasting, make better podcasts, get more from their podcasts in less time. That's our goal here. And if you want to support that goal, then just click the link and send it to one person who you know would love you for it.